And today I'd like to talk about the natural soil net particle and its effect on the mobility of polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons. So we separate the nanoparticle from soils and then also take the phenacetin as examples. So it will be published in this book. In the natural, it found the nanoparticle existent and also is popular. But in the laboratory, the hematite nanoparticle can catalyze the magnesium to result in the formation of the magnesium hydroxylations. So it can be compared with the natural existence, especially in the colic fork livers. So usually nanoparticles can classify into natural nanoparticles and also anthropogenic particles. But for the natural particles, there are really a lot of mechanisms for the formations, such as the biogenic and the geogenic and others. So usually due to the nanoparticle special properties, such as the tiny size and large surface area, so it possesses special properties. So it's participating in the essential economic ecological surveys, land regulation, water resource, element cyclings, and also leaching or contamination. So really, there are two paradoxes of the view of plants. The first is the nanoparticles tend to aggregate and deposit in water, also in soil and sediments. So usually, they aggregate in the form of aggregates. If in these cases, the nanoparticles have limited mobility and transportation in natural system of their releases. Another the viewpoint is the nanoparticles may be disposed through various ways in the environment, such as in soil and sediments. So disposed nanoparticles could be stable in soil pollution. Also is play important the role in the mobility and the transportation of the nanoparticles and also the contaminants. So the active geological and biological mechanism in soil system provide a favorable condition for formation of natural nanoparticles in soils. So those nanoparticles become inactive by dissolution or aggregation environment. So this is what we want to study for that. Now for the polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons is a ubiquitous organic contaminants in soil because it's a hydrophobic properties and also the carcinogens and the mutagens materials in the pH and the high stability in the environment due to the very stable structures. So in this experiment, So in this book, they conducted three very simple experiments. First is the aggregation experiment. The second is the pH water solubility experiment. And then the column experiment to identify the mobility. So to determine the environmental behaviors of extracted soil nanoparticles, to characterize their transportation and deposition behavior in saturated porous media, and to understand how they influence the mobility of pH in soils. So we collect six soil samples from the different places in China. From in the north of China, we collect two soil samples, oxy soils. In the southeastern, arty soil, two arty soils, and the arafi soils. So six soil samples. So we use the physical ultrasonic vibration method to disperse the soils, and then centrifugate it to separate the nanoparticles. So from here, from the different soils, we can get a different quantity of the nanoparticles, such as this soil is the arctic soils. Usually we can separate it, the nanoparticle can deposit it, but it's regulated and very quickly, so we cannot get the nanoparticle from these soils. But from the alpha soils and also the oxy soils, we can get quite an amount of the nanoparticles from these methods. So this is the six soil, the basic properties of different pH organic methods and iron oxide. So this is basically the properties of nanoparticles, which is we separate from soils. Because with two soils, we cannot separate the nanoparticles. So just four soil samples, we can measure the some properties of the nanoparticles. For this two alpha soils, it really is the most bright and the most moonlight are dominated in the soils. For halocyte and colonite is the dominant minerals in the oxys of soils. So we can get the average diameters, the nanoparticles, the acid potential, pH, and also ionic strength. From here, we can find the really a little bit small size of the nanoparticles in the aerosol compared with the oxysols. But also, see the potential also a little different. So this is the first experiment here. We just want to test the stabilities. So this is from the zero just separated from until 100 days. So from this picture here, this is two aerosol, this is two oxysol. From here is really the segregation is very popular in the soil solutions. But for aerosol, is really the stable is stable compared with the acid soil. Because here is very significant, the diameter of the size increase with the time. So for the aerosol, it really is a little more stable compared with oxysols. So this is the TER, the figures. This is 10 days, this is 50 days. From here we can find, this is still the nanoparticles, just for aerosols. This is the nanoparticle existing like the chain, but this is still chain still continue to aggregate. So this is, but still we can find the chain and aggregate composed of a single the nanoparticles. So usually, if nanoparticle can absorb some the organic contaminants, if still suspension in soils, it means it will be increase the solubility of the organic contaminants. But in some conditions, the nanoparticle can aggregate it, but then finally it can precipitate it. So in these cases, the solubility of organic contaminants will be decreased. So this is we just use SAQ SW to indicate the apparent the solubilities. So this is the solubility increase experiment. This with the increase of nanoparticles concentration, you from 0 to 2.5 the gram per liter. This is the apparent solubilities. From this figure, we can find usually the nanoparticle can increase the solubilities of the phenacetylenes. So from this, it was increased. So this is another simple experiment. We just use a column, made a column. This way, just pick sand columns. So this is a diameter in 2 centimeters and the length 14 centimeters. Then here, so nanoparticle here, we just pass through this column. Then we can find, can collect it, can measure it. So this is a cumulative mass recovery of the percentage figures, percentages. This is poly volume. This is the mass recovery. This is trace. This is trace with nitrate trace. From here, from this figure, we can find the nanoparticle can be trapped in the column. So is the recovery compared with the trace. So this is the experiment, the breakthrough curves of soil nanoparticles. So from this, we can find the curved tailings. It found even the nanoparticle on the surface of sand, it is significantly less with the increase of the waters. So it means the nanoparticle on the surface is still reversible. So single nanoparticle is usually is suspension in water, and during the transportation and the aggregations. So the nanoparticle can be attachment and attached on the surface of the soil, but sand is the same can be trapped by the system canyon. So this is first we saturate the column, sand column by phenacetylene. Then we pass the nanoparticle the in the column. Then we can find this citrate, nitrate. This is the four soils, the nanoparticles. We can find the increase of the finesse. Nanoparticle increase the solubilities, the dissolution of the finesse from sandies. So, conclusions. So from this simple experiment, we can find that nanoparticles are not easily released from soils, but we don't yet know the soil condition to keep the nanoparticles stable in soil solutions. The second is the soil nanoparticles could enhance the water solubility of the finesse in water and slight the finesse transport in polluent medium. And the soil nanoparticle at low concentration could absorb chemical proportionally more than at high concentrations. So it's a support from the National Science Foundation of China, also sent to my colleges and my students. So thank you very much.
Any questions? Just
did you remove iron oxides from the oxysol and oxysol samples before you dispersed the materials? No, not because we want to separate the natural nanoparticles. So we don't add anything, any chemical to treat it. Just use ultrasonic vibration with different energies. Yeah.
So you did not find any iron oxides in the clay fractions?
Yeah, you can find it. But find in the oxysol, so there is a high concentration of the iron oxide. Yes.
I think that ultrasonication is a rather drastic way to generate these particles. You know, you get cavitation events occurring right on the surface, and they actually cause corrosion and generation of very hot temperatures.
Yes. Yes, it really is more difficult to get the nanoparticle from soils. But we have tested the different conditions, such as with the different energies, ultrasonic. So we have one paper related this kind of method to separate the soil nanoparticles. But with different soil or different energy, we can get a different amount of the nanoparticles from soils. So really, this is true. At the current stage, we cannot have the standard method to how to separate the soil nanoparticles from soils. Yeah.
Any more questions?
Have you explored changing the pH as a way to, you know, with gentle end-over-end rotation, you can disperse, the oil dispersion will ensue if you generate repulsive electrostatic interactions among the particles. So
yes. In this experiment, we didn't change anything, didn't change the pH. But in another experiment, we also use a chemical to separate it. So this will be a change of pH. Yeah.
Thank you again.
Okay, thanks.